With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Council has rejected a developer's request to allow short-term rentals in all three units they're building in Beach Meadows. A public hearing on the matter kicked off Tuesday's Region of Queens Council meeting. The developer will have to stick to the current zoning to permit long-term housing, which allows only one short-term rental on the site. The council portion of the meeting began with the approval to update the emergency management bylaw. After the development agreement was rejected, council voted to consolidate municipal insurance under one provider. Much like having a multi-line discount for having a car, home, and life insurance policy, the region will save approximately $60,000 per year by combining all coverage under one provider, AON Reed Stenhouse Incorporated. AON requires a significant increase in deductible for fire department trucks, raising the current amount from $5,000 to $25,000 per incident. The region has agreed to pick up any deductible costs above the $5,000 limit, as it is rare for the fire departments to make a claim for the trucks, and the move is considered low risk. Council then approved a tiered system for providing low-income property tax relief. Anyone with an annual household income up to $20,000 will receive $400 in relief. From $20,000 up to $25,000 will get $350, and between $25,000 and $30,000 will enjoy $300 in property tax relief. Commercial operators will pay almost $18 more per ton in residual waste tipping fees going forward. Council approved a hike to $29.90 per ton in closure cost effective April 1st. All is back to normal at the South Shore Regional Airport, as the municipality has come to terms on a 20-year lease with the South Shore Flying Club. The club will pay $4,000 plus HST to the region each year and will be able to continue its activities in exchange for maintaining the site. During the discussion portion of the meeting, council talked about the construction of the proposed outdoor pool at Queen's Place. Council put forward the idea that once the scope of the pool is known, that project and the proposed build of the new library alongside Queen's Place should be combined and operated by the same project management team. The next Region of Queens Council meeting will be held Tuesday, April 11th in Council Chambers, beginning at 9 a.m. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.